Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Yud Ches, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. So let's just recap and review what we learned yesterday. The Mishnah stated, Yesh Neda B'teich Neda, however, Ein Shvua B'teich Shvua. And the Mishnah said the case of Neda B'teich Neda is not actually referring to a case of Nedarim, but it's referring to a case B'negeya Nazar, because if Reuven says, Hareini Nazim Eichel, Hareini Nazim Eichel, V'ochel Chayiv Al Kalachas V'achas, and as Duran explained, there's definitely no question that there's no two dinim of Naziris at one period of time, and if someone drinks wine during his Naziris period, he would not be chayiv for being over on two Naziris at the same time. And the Mishnah just means that Reuven would keep his first Naziris period and then bring his kabanis and cut his hair, and he would then start a second Naziris period, and afterwards he would bring another set of kabanis. And the Mishnah contrasted this to the case of a shvuah b'teich shvuah, because over there, if someone says shvuah shlo eichel and shvuah shlo eichel, and then he eats ein chayiv al achas, it only created one shvuah, and the second Shvuah is not Chal at all. Keep in mind that we spoke out from the Ran that Bevadai, if someone said Koinim Kikazer Alai, and then he said Koinim Kikazer Alai, it's not considered a valid Nedah, as Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and we would not say Yesh Nedah B'teich Nedah in such a scenario. However, the Ran on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, in Dibur Maskal, Hachar Ma'iskin and Shekiva Lov Beis Naziris, Bebas Achas, he brings down from Ksas Mefarshim, they hold that even if someone says Koinim Kikazer Alai, and then they say again Koinim Kikazer Alai, it would actually create two chiyuvim and two nedarim. However, the Ran does not like this pirush, and the Ran says vashmua ilu lepirushev b'kayshiv adeichik. And after asking multiple questions on the shita, he ends off elavade pirusha kama ikka vaday. My first explanation is correct. We saw in the Gemara when the Gemara was explaining the case of yesh neda b'teich neda, where the Mishnah said it's the case where Reuven said hareini nazir, and then he said again hareini nazir. The din is that chayv al kol achas va'achas. So Rav Huna stated that the only time that we said that the second Naziris period would be Chal is only if Reuven said Hareini Nazir Yayim, and then afterwards he said Hareini Nazir L'machar. And Rav Huna held that since when Reuven said Hareini Nazir L'machar, it actually could start on day number 2 and then continue till day number 31, so therefore his Kabbalah's Naziris on day 31 is a valid Kabbalah, and once he has a Kabbalah of Naziris for one day, so then it's Nispashet and it spreads to the next 29 days, because a Naziris P'chusim Milam Yayim. And as Rav Huna stated, the migud kamisaisif yaimin seira chayil naziris al naziris. However, Rav Huna held if Reuven said hareini nazir hayayim, and then he said hareini nazir hayayim, then Reuven would only have to keep one naziris period, and the second naziris would not be chal at all. However, Shmuel argued and said that even if Reuven said hareini nazir hayayim, he would be obligated to keep two naziris periods, and he would start the first naziris, and after 30 days he would bring his kabbanis, and then he would be a nazir a second time for 30 days, and he would bring his kabbanis. And we begin our Gemara, and the Gemara will now ask a question on Rav Huna. Meisvei will ask a question from a Braisa. The Braisa states, Mishinazir Shtei Naziris, if Reuven made a Naziris and he promised to be a Nazir for two different times, and he said this with Basachas, Manasu Rishayna, and after he counted the first Naziris period, and he already was a Nazir for 30 days, because Stam Naziris is Lamed Yayim, the Hifrish Karbin, not only did he keep his Naziris, but he even was Mafrish his Karbin, and Rosh says that even if he was Megaleach, even if he already shaved his hair, and then he decided to be shoyel on his original Naziris period, and he went to a chacham, and the chacham was matir his neda. Also, in the 30-day period that he already kept as his Naziris, which originally his intent was that it should be for his first Naziris period, will actually be able to be used for his second Naziris period. And the Gemara is, Hechidami, what are we referring to? If it's talking about a case like Rav Huna brought, where Reuven said, I want to be a Nazir today, and then he said, I want to become a Nazir tomorrow, so how could it be that we would say that the first 30 days would count towards the second Naziris period? The first 30 days is not the full counting of his Naziris for his second Naziris period, because his second Naziris period started on day 2 and ends on day 31, and his Naziris was only up till day 30. And as the Mefarash says, and you'll be potter from your second Naziris even before you go through the 31st day, but he made a neda to be a nazir even through day 31, which is the next day. And how can we say also lashniya bereshayna? And as the Rush points out, the lishna of also lashniya mashma the nifta legamri minazir shniya. And therefore the Gemara says el pshita. So it must be the amad that the way that Reuven made shtei naziris in this case was where Reuven said hareini nazir yayim, hareini nazir yayim. I want to be a nazir today. I want to be Minyan Nazir today, and he repeated the same lashon. And we continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Tiyufta Rav Huna, and this is the Tiyufta to Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said if Reuven would say Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, it does not create two Nazirus periods, and he only has a responsibility and a chiyuv to keep one Nazirus period. And therefore, we see from this brisa against Rav Huna, because we see that two Nazirus periods is chal, and as the Ran says, the loy, if it would not be chal, ma also l'shniyah b'rishayna, harei loy chal l'shniyah chal, that if it's true that the second one was not chal at all, so why would it say also l'shniyah b'rishayna, you wouldn't need this period to actually count towards the second Nazirus. Now the Ran is bothered that maybe in a chinami, we could say that Rav Huna generally holds that if Reuven says harei nozah yoyim, harei nozah yoyim, they only have a chiyuv to actually keep one Nazirus period, but that's only if you weren't shoyl on your first Nazirus. But once you were shoyl on the first Nazirus, so as Duran says, Mishkachas Revocha V'chaylo, maybe at that point, the second Nazirus can be chal because it found a space for it to be chal. Because the only reason why the second Nazirus was not chal was because you already made a neder to be a Nazir, and since you already Nazir at that period, so the second Nazirus couldn't be chal. But now that the Chacham was Mati your neder, which is like his first Nazirus period, L'mafreya, so it turns out that originally when he made his second Nazirus and he said, Hareini Nazayim, the second time, that actually was able to be chal, and maybe that's why in this case specifically, where who's matan neder, then we say also l'shniyah b'rishayna. And the Ran explains that in a chenami at the end of our Gemara, we will see that Rav is b'chadish, even though our Mishnah taught us that in shvua chal shvua. However, if Reuven is shoyal on his first shvua, then the second shvua could be chal because you left a makom at this point for the second shvua to be chal. In a chenami, the Gemara could have given this teretz. However, at this point of the Gemara was not aware of this chiddush of Rava, and therefore the Gemara held that once your nazirus was not able to be chal at the time that you made that nazirus, and at the time that you said Hareini Nazir Yoyim, there was already a nazirus in place, therefore the nazirus can't be chal at a later point either. And the Gemara gives two terutzim in order to explain how this brisa fits in according to Rav Huna. And the Gemara says, lo'ilam Hareini Nazir Yoyim, Hareini Nazir L'macha. Really, Reuven said Hareini Nazir Yoyim, and then he said Hareini Nazir L'macha. Umay also lo'i, and why did the brisa say that it's also l'shniyah b'rishayna if the second nazirus needs an additional day as it goes and continues until the 31st day? As Ein Chanami L'Bamahu Yom Yisera, it doesn't mean that it completes his Nazirus period, it just means that it goes towards his count of his second Nazirus period, and of course he'll only be able to use 29 days of the first Nazirus period towards his counting of the second Nazirus period, and he'll have to continue for another day until the end of the 31st day in order to complete his second Nazirus period. And the Gemara brings a second Teretz Inami Kagon Shekibol Shtei Nazirus B'Basachas, that in the Chanami, even though Rav Huna holds that if a person says Hareini Nazir Yoyim, Hareini Nazir Yoyim, that the second Nazirus cannot be chal, however, if a person says Harei Alai Shtei Nazirus, then he would actually be chayiv to keep two Nazirus, and you have to keep a 30-day period and then bring Kabbanis, and then start a second Nazirus period of 30 days and then bring Kabbanis once again. And it is in such a scenario where the Brisa states that if someone was Mekabel two Nazirus, then the din is if he was the Shoyal on the first Nazirus, then also Lashnia Barishaina. So keep in mind that according to the second Teretz, it comes out that Lefir of Huna, if Reuven would say Hareini Nazir Yoyim, Hareini Nazir L'macha, that would create two Nazirus periods. If he said Harei Alai Shtei Nazirus, it would also create two Nazirus periods. And the only time that Rav Huna holds that we would not create a second Nazirus period is if Reuven said Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, and then he said again Hareini Nazir Hayoyim. And the Gemara continues. Masav Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked another question on Rav Huna. The Brisa states that from the pasuk of Nazir L'Hazir Mikan we learn out Shanazirus Chol Nazirus, that if someone makes a neder to become a Nazir and makes another neder to become a Nazir, the din is that it's chal. And the Brisa continues that the reason why we need a pasuk to teach us this din is because Shiyachol you would think Valaydinu isn't it a kal v'chaim and a svara umash shvuah chamura, just like b'negei shvuah, which is more chama, which will the Gemara will explain why shvuah is more chama than the darim, that ain't shvuah chal shvuah. Still, we say that shvuah cannot be chal on a shvuah, so nazirus chal loy koshkein, then certainly nazirus, which is more chal than the din of shvuah, then certainly the din would be that ain't nazirus chal al nazirus tamalayma. Therefore, we need the pasuk to teach us nazir lahazir mikanch nazirus chal al nazirus. And Rav Nuna continues and asks a question: Hechi dami, what is this price you're referring to? If it's talking about a case where Reuven said, I want to be a Nazir today, I want to be a Nazir tomorrow, Hakrabai, why would we need a pasuk for this? L'chari is pasuk that since the second Nazirus could be chal at least for the 31st day, and as Duran points out, the first 29 days could not be running consecutively with the first Nazirus, because 29 days until this period, Bishvil Nazirus Rishaynaya, that was already being counted for the first Nazirus, and therefore Pshita Shetzarach Lumnis Lamed Yayim, and therefore, once you have the first day of his Nazir's period being Chal on day 31, and certainly based on the cloud that in Nazir's Pchusim Alam Yoyim, he has to keep a full 30 days for his Nazir's. And therefore, Rav Nuna brings his Kasha on Rav Huna, El Lav, so it must be that the reason why we need the Pasuk of Nazir Hazir is the Amma in a case where Reuven said, Hareini Nazir Yoyim, Hareini Nazir Yoyim. He repeated the same Kabbalah's Nazir's twice, and he said, Hareini Nazir Yoyim, Hareini Nazir Yoyim, and he intended to accept on himself two Nazir's period, Viktani Nazir's Chal Nazir's, and the Brisa teaches us that from the Pasuk of Nazir Hazir, we learn out that Nazir's is Chal Nazir's, even in a case where Reuven said, Hareini Nazir Yoyim, Hareini Nazir Yoyim, and therefore it should be a Kasha on Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers, Loi, Hacha Ba'iskin, and Kagoich, Kibbalah, Shtay Nazir's, Bebasachas. Now, although in the Terutzin that we brought at the top of Yuchasim and Alf, we didn't have to come on to this Teretz necessarily, as we had a separate Teretz, and we used this Teretz only as an Inami, but over here, the Gemara is stuck, and the Gemara has to use this Teretz, and the Gemara says that Rav Huna certainly agrees in a case where Reuven said, Harei Elai, Shtay Nazir's, that even Rav Huna agrees that Reuven would be Chayiv to keep two Nazir's periods, he would keep one Nazir's period of 30 days, and then bring his Kabbanis, and then he'd keep a second Nazir's period of 30 days, and bring his Kabbanis. And the Rambam is bothered that L'chayra, why would we need a Pasuk to teach us that this type of Kabbalah's Nazir's would work if L'chayra, Pshita, the Havali Ka'ima, Hareini Nazir, Shishim Yayim, should be Pasha that this Nazir's would be Chal, because as if he said that I want to be a Nazir for 60 days, and of course that type of Nazir's would be Chal. But the Rambam says, Yesh Lema, Ilav Kra, if not for the Pasuk, Havimina, Yimne Samach Yayim Ke'echal V'yavik Karban, that he would have a Chiyav to actually count one Nazir's period of a 60-day period, and then he would bring his Kabbanis. That's why we needed a Pasuk to teach us that if Reuven says, Harei Elai Shtei Nazir's, he's actually Mechayiv himself to keep two separate Nazir's periods, and he has to keep 30 days and then bring his Kabbanis and cut his hair, and then keep another 30 days and cut his hair and bring his Kabbanis. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the Braisa and explains the Braisa. The Braisa stated that the Pasuk teach us Nazir Lahazir, and therefore we learn out that Nazir's is Chal Nazir's, because without the Pasuk, we may have a Havmina that just like Benegei Shvua, which is more Chama, we say, Ein Shvua Chal Ashvua, then certainly Benazir's, which is more Kal, we should say that Ein Neda Chal Al Neda, and Ein Nazir's Chal Al Nazir's. And the Gemara asks, My Chumrah the Shvua Mi Neda, what's the great Chumrah that Shvua has over Nedarim? And the Gemara says, Ilayim Mishum Dechayla, Afil Al Dov She'im B'mamish, if you're going to say that since Shvua is actually an Issa on the Gavra, so therefore it could be Chal even on something that's Ein B'mamish and something that's intangible, while a Neda, which is an Issa Chetzah, cannot be Chal unless it's being Chal on something that's tangible and something that's Yesh B'mamish. But the Gemara says that that can't be Pshat, because Neda Nami Chomer, that we also have a Chomer of Neda over Shvua, Shekin Chal Al Mitzvah Kirishus, since we know that a Neda could be Chal even Levatra Mitzvah, just like it could be Chal on a Rishus, Masha Inkin Shvua can't be Chal Levatra Mitzvah. And the Gemara therefore says, El Mishum Nechsib Ba B'Shvua, but the reason why Shvua is considered more Chomer than a Neda is because it says in the Pasuk, B'digei Shvua, Lo Yinaka, as the Pasuk says in Yisrael, Laisisa Shem Hashem Lekech Lashav, Ki Lo Yinaka Hashem, Esa Sheisa Shemoy Lashav. And Taisus points out that in the Gemara Masech Teshvuas on Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara discusses what is the Chumrah of Shvua over in the Darm, and over there the Gemara brings other Chumrahs as well. However, B'hacha Nakart HaPshuta, over here we bring the one that's most Pashut, the Chsib B'Kra de Laisisa, since it says it's Pasuk Mefurish in Laisisa. Taisus is bothered that over here we're talking about Shvua's Bitui and not about a Shvua Shav and a Shvua Sheka. How can the Gemara bring a Pasuk that's relevant to Shvua Shav prove that a Shvua's Bitui is more Chama than a Neda? And Taisus says, V'afagav de Leinaka B'Shvua Sheka Ksiv U'Masis Imaya B'Shvua's Bitui Yikal Mokum. Taisus says, Chumr Chashivusa Shavahi Ayin Sham. And the Rush points out that the reason why Leinaka is a Chumr is because the Gemara in Shvua says, Kala Ilum is Nazeh K'Sha'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leinaka, that the entire world shook when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Leinaka. And the Rambam in Perkut Beis in Hilchus Shvua says, Afal Pisha Leika Nishba L'Shav Or L'Sheka, that even though that someone that's Nishba L'Shav Or L'Sheka gets Makas V'China Nishba Shvua Se'idus Or Shvua Sapikodin may be carbon, a mischapelhan of an eshvua kuloi, entire aveir is not cleansed. Shinem, as the pasuk says, lo yinaka Hashem, ein lezeh nikoyin midin shemayim, ad sheisporim meno al Hashem hagadol shechilal. Shinem, v'chilat Hashem Hashem alkecha, ni Hashem, lefikach tzorach adam lezorim, oven zeh, yoysi mikol aveirs, ayin sham. Before we continue with the new Gemara, let's just point out two different points. Number one, when the Gemara explained lefir av huna, the kogoyin shekibol av beiz nazirus bebas achas, and we explained, it's talking about a case where Reuven said, Harei Elai Shtei Nazir's, the Rush actually points out, Kagoin de Oma, Harei Elai Beis Nazir's, Oy de Oma, or another case where Reuven said, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, Im Oichel, that I will be a Nazir if I eat, the Ochel, and then he ate, the Ata Cholo Olav Shtei Nazir's Ka'achas, since both of the Nazir's would be Chal at the moment that he ate, so therefore both of the Nazir's would actually actually be chal. And since Rav Huna would agree that this is a possible case where Beis Naziris could be chal, so it makes a lot of sense now why the Mishnah said that the case of Yesh Neda B'Tech Neda is where Ruvain said, Harini Nazir Im Oichel, Harini Nazir Im Oichel V'Ochel, because in that case, since the time of the chalais of his Naziris is at the point that he ate, and at that point, both Naziris would be chal ka'achas, therefore, even Rav Huna agrees that both Naziris would be chal ka'achas. And the feet of Rosh, you don't have to come on to the Teretz of the Ran, that he said that since in the second case of the Mishnah of Ein Shvuah B'Tech Shvuah, the Mishnah's case was specifically where he said, Shvuah Shloi Eichel, Shvuah Shloi Eichel V'Ochel, therefore we want to have a symmetrical case for the gay Naziris, and we said, Harini Nazim Eichel, Harini Nazim Eichel V'Ochel, but in the Chanami, the Ran said that he could have really said, Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, and the same didn't would apply. However, the feet of Rosh in Rav Huna, it comes out that the Mishnah is actually Meduik, why we said, Harini Nazim Eichel, Harini Nazim Eichel V'Doik. Also, just to close out the Sugya, the Mishnah stated the Yesh Neda B'Tech Neda, Be'in Shvuah B'Tech Shvuah, and we explained that when the Mishnah said Yesh Neda B'Tech Neda, it means that Naziris could be Chal Naziris, however, Shvuah cannot be Chal and Shvuah, and the Ran pointed out, at least according to his Svara, that if a person says, Koinim Kika Zelai, and then he says again, Koinim Kika Zelai, that Ein Neda Chal Al Neda, and therefore, really, when our Mishnah said, Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah, it really means that Shvuah can't be Chal and Shvuah, and a Neda can also not be Chal on a Neda. The only scenario of Yesh Neda B'Tech Neda is B'Negei Naziris. However, Ayin the Ran, which starts the last word of the seventh of the wide lines in the Ran, where he says, Miu L'ha Milsa Adifin Nedarim B'Shvuas, that there is something weird as a Chumra of Nedarim over Shvuas, Shana Nedarim Cholon Al Shvuas, because a Neda could be Chal even after a person makes a Shvuah, Ve'in the Shvuas Cholos Al Nedarim, however, Shvuah cannot be Chal after a person makes a Neda, Ketzad, and the Ran gives an example, Nishba Shiechel Kikazah, if Reuven swears that I will eat this Kika, V'achin Asru Alav B'Koinim, after he promised to eat it, he made a Neda that this Kika should be asa to me, then the din is that it will be asa to eat this kika. Kedamin el, and he brings a riot to this from the din of a mitzvah, because we said, Koinim sukkah shani oisa, lulub shani neitel asa, ubevadai de chehecha de neda chal al dva mitzvah, and just like a neda could be chal on dva mitzvah, where even though you are mushba va'im mehasinai, a neda could be chal on that, then certainly a neda could be chal on a shvua, which is a man made isa, and as the Ran says, she mitzvahs v'shvura stein isa gavrahein, v'chayel alayu isa chefta nadarim, levatlam mishav al tasei, and therefore the isa of a neda could be chal on them, at least b'shev al tasei. Therefore, if Reuven made a neda and he said that this kika should be asa to me, even though he already made a shvur that he would eat this kika, he would have to refrain and not eat this kika. Then the Ran adds in that if a person makes a shvur and he says that I won't eat a specific kika, and then he also makes a neda and he says that this kika should be asa to me, and he goes and eats that kika, then he would actually be eiva two yisurim, one for a shvur and one for the neda, and the neda would be chal on the shvur. However, a shvur cannot be chal on a neda. The Ran points out that Shvuah cannot be Chal on Neda, and it doesn't make a difference if he's using the Shvuah to be Mevatel the Neda, or if he's using the Shvuah to be Mekayim the Neda. In both cases, the Shvuah would not be Chal. So, for example, if Reuven says that this Kika should be Asa to me, and then he makes a Shvuah to eat this Kika, then certainly he's not going to eat this Kika. And even if Reuven would say that I'm making a Shvuah that I will eat this Kika, and afterwards he doesn't eat the Kika, he would not be Chayiv for two different Isurim. He'd only be Chayiv for the Issa that he was Oiva on his Neda, but the Shvuah was never Chal, and therefore he's only over on one Issa of Bal Yachad Dvarai. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Shvuah Shloi Eichel, Shvuah Shloi Eichel. If Reuven said, I'm making a Shvuah that I will not eat, I made a Shvuah that I will not eat, but Ochel, and then he eats, Ein Chayiv Alachas, he's only Chayiv one carbon for being over on a Shvuah's Bitoi. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Initial Rishayna, Shni Echololov, if Reuven would be Shoyal on his first Shvuah, then the second Shvuah would actually be Chal. And as Rashi explains in the Masechta Shvuahs on the Chav Zayin Obeis, Levisha Chacham Oikah Nedim Ikari, Sharei Pesach Loi Bechavata, since a Chacham is Oikah Nedim or the Shvuah, Mei Ikari, and it goes to Mafreya, the Havi Kamish Loi Noda, the Chola Shnil Mafreya, and it's as if he never made the original Shvuah, and therefore the second Shvuah could be Chal, Sharei Shayna Hizmak Kavasai, Melochel, the Inu Shayna, Hoyle Venisha, because the only reason why the second Shvuah was not Chal is because the first one was already Chal, and it was holding back the second Shvuah from being Chal. However, since it turns out that the first Shvuah wasn't a Shvuah at all, therefore, when he made the second Shvuah, it was Chal at that moment. And the Mefarshim discuss, according to this pshat that Rashi brings down, what would happen if a husband is mefer the first Shvuah of his wife? Would we also say that the second Shvuah would be Chal? Or do we say that since Hafara does not work l'mafeya, then the second Shvuah could not be Chal? And Rava continues, B'mai, how do I know that I'm correct? Midloik Tani, since in our Mishnah, we didn't use the term of Chayiv Achas, it would only be Chayiv one carbon. Inami, since the Mishnah did not say, Eina Ela Achas, that this is only considered one Shvuah, Viktani, and the Mishnah stated in a chayiv el achas that Reuven is only chayiv to bring one carbon because he was over on the shvua. So the mashmois of the Mishnah is that really there are two shvuas that he made and are really chal. However, vachu de lesla, there's no space for the second shvua to be chal, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv one carbon for the first shvua. Kimishalach of rasa, once he was shoyl on the first shvua and the chacham was matir lemafreya, so chaylo, so the second shvua is going to be chal lemafreya at the moment that he made that shvua. And Taisa points out that even though there are many times in Shas where we use a term of ein chayiv el achas and it's actually only one chiyuv, that since over here we could have a question as to what the Mishnah meant, therefore we shouldn't have used this lashon, which would be unclear. And the Gemara continues, Lishnachrina, we have another version as to how Rav brought his din. We learn out that there's no chiyuv from the Mishnah, Hashvua Ika, and it's mashma that the Shvua would be chal, and what is it negated to, and what's nafkamina, as Rav taught us, to Amar Rav, because Rav taught us, Nishla Rishayna, if Reuven ultimately is shoyel from a chacham on the first shvua, and therefore it was batal mafreya, also lishniyat tachtel, then the second shvua would be chal. And ultimately, there is no difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. It's just a question of exactly how Rav stated his din. But the Gemara now brings lame misaele. Let's bring a braya from the brisa that we had on Yudzayin and Beis to the din of Rav. The brisa stated mishnadish shtei naziris. Reuven was mekabel on himself two naziris umanavish rishayna, and he counted the first naziris of 30 days vehifrish carbon, and he even cut his hair, and he was mafresh his carbon v'nishal lau, and then he went to chacham and was shoyel on his original naziris. Then also lishniyat rishayna in the first days that he counted for his first Naziris period will count for his second Naziris period, and his second Naziris period will actually be chal, and he'll be chayiv to actually keep the second Naziris. And as Duran points out, that this raya would only work out lefir Rav Huna, because according to Shmuel Shita, then of course we can't bring a raya from this brisa, because the brisa is talking about a standard case where Reuven said that Harini Nazar Yayim, Harini Nazar Yayim, and over there, of course, the two Naziris will chal, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is just that once you shoyl on your first Naziris, the days that you counted for your first Naziris period could be used for your second Naziris period. And the only raya that the Gemara has is a coiner of Hunashita, that if a person says, Hareini Nazayim, Hareini Nazayim, that second Naziris is not chal, and the Chiddush of the Braisa is that even though it wasn't chal originally, however, once you matin neder, therefore Bezin was mevatel, your neder limafreya, and therefore at the point that you made your second neder and you said, Hareini Nazayim, and you repeated it and you said, Hareini Nazayim, that second Naziris could be chal at this moment, since at the point that he said, Hareini Nazayim, it's as if he didn't have any other Naziris at that moment, because the first Naziris that he said of Hareini Nazayim is batal l'mafreya, since he has a Pesach for Charata. Therefore, we should be able to bring a raya that even though generally ain shvua chal al shvua, however, once you shoyl to a chacham on your first shvua, and therefore it's batal l'mafreya, so it turns out that at the point that you made your second shvua, you didn't have any other shvuas on you, and therefore the second shvua could be chal at that point. Taisus over here points out a similar point to what we mentioned from the Ran, that over here, the Gemara really could have answered that this brisa is not a raya to the din of Rava, because maybe we could say that this brisa is going like Shita Shmuel, and the case of the brisa is where Reuven said, Hareini Nazayim, Hareini Nazayim, where according to Shmuel, both Naziris are chal, and the Chiddush of the brisa is that once Reuven was shoyl on the first Naziris, then also Lashniya Barishayna. However, Taisus points out that the Gemara wants to find a teretz that works even with Rav Huna, and the Gemara therefore answers, Kagain Shakiba loves Shtei Naziris Bebas Achas, that the case of the brisa is not talking about a case where Reuven said Hareini Nazar Yoyim, and then he said Hareini Nazar Lamacha. The case of the Braisa is where Reuven said Harei Lai Shtei Naziris, and over there we do say that both of them are Kal, as we explained before, and the Chiddush of the Braisa is that once you shoyl on the first Naziris, then Reuven can use the days that he counted towards the first Naziris for the days of the second Naziris, but it would not be a right from here if Reuven made two Shvuas, and generally the din is that in Shvuah Chal al Shvuah, if he shoyl on his first Shvuah and the Shvuah is Batal Marfreya, that the second Shvuah could be Chal, because potentially we would still say the second Shvuah would not be Chal, and it's not a Raya to Rava. And Taisus points out that if you remember at the beginning of the Amid, we actually brought two Terutzim for Rav Huna, and the first Teretz was, the case was where Reuven said, Hareini Nazar Yoyim, and then he said, Hareini Nazar Lamacha, and when it says, Osel Shinim B'Rishayna, it means, Labar Mahu Yoyimah, that it actually counts for 29 days, aside for the last day, which is the 31st day. Taisus answers, Eina Chanami, but Allah Pasha Nakad Yoysa, we wanted to bring a more Pasha Teretz, to also Mashmal Gamri, since the Lashon of the Braisa is also Lashniya B'Rishayna, the Mashmois is that all the days that he counted towards his first Naziris, but now that he was shoyl on it, they will actually count towards his second Naziris, and you wouldn't need any future days, and his second Naziris is completely finished. And we continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis with the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah states, "Stam nedarim lahachmer upirusha lahakal." That if someone makes a neder and we're not sure exactly what he means, and he doesn't remember what he meant, or he said, "I was neder based on what Bezdin will tell me that this lashon means," so we would explain his words lachumra, and the Mishnah in a moment will bring multiple examples as to the din of stam nedarim lahachmer. And the Ran over here says, "Claim a mishin neder if someone makes a neder v'yesh lafarish l'shoyne lahachmer lahakal," and there's a way to understand his lashon either lahachmer or lahakal. If afterwards he doesn't explain to us which one he meant, so then we say, we're going to go and be machmer. And the Mishnah then said, and the Ran explains, if Reuven actually explains that this is what my kavana was, then we will be samech on his words, even though he's actually being mefaris his words, and based on his explanation, it would come out that he never made a neder. And the rest of the Mishnah will discuss the din of stam nedarim lahachmer. And the Gemara starts, Ketzad, what is this case? If Reuven said that this kikah should be like this piece of salted meat, and although certainly he did not mean that it should be like basa of chulin, because people don't call basa chulin basa maliach, however, there could be a suffix if when a person says basa maliach, is he referring to kachim, which was salted based on the pasuk of akol kabodcha takar of melech, or could he be talking about basa that was brought for avodah zarah, which is also potentially called basa maliach? And similarly, the Mishnah continues, Kiyayin Nesach, if he says that this kikah should be like Yayin Nesach, and in those days people called Yayin Nesach not only Yayin that was Nesach for Avodah Zarah, but also Yayin that was used for Nisach Yayin on the Mizbeach. And therefore, once again, there's a Shaila. Gemara therefore teaches us, Im Bishel Shemayim Nada Asa, if he specifies, or after he made the neder, he explained that I meant to say that I'm making this Hegdish like Basa Shlomim, then of course the neder would be Chal on the kikah because he was Matvis Bedava Nada. However, Im Bishel Avodah Zichon Nada Mutah, if he explained or he specified at the time of his neder that he meant to say that I'm making it b'sav maliach of avodas kechavim, then it's mutter because then he was matvis b'davar asa and a neder is not chal. And of course, the same would apply to yayin nesach v'im stam. However, if he doesn't explain himself or he didn't specify at the point of neder what he actually meant and he just said it b'sav maliach stam, and when we ask him what he meant, he says I don't remember what I meant, or he said I was neder based on whatever Bezdin would tell me that this lashon means, then we would actually say that stam nedarim lahachmer, and we would say when he said hare kikazu alai kibisam maliach or kiyayin nesach, he meant it should be like basa or yayin of shemayim of hegdish, and therefore the neder would be chal because he was matvis bedava nodar. And the Mishnah continues with another example of stam nedarim lahachmer, and as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah is only going with feed the anshei golol, as the Mishnah says hare like a chayim. If Reuven says that this kika should be like a chayim to me, now as we know, the lashon chayim could be used for two different things, either mean Chermi Gavoya, that he's promising to give it to the Beis HaMikdash to use for Bedek HaBayis, and therefore would be considered that he was Matfis B'Dava Nodah, and it would be a valid Nedah, or he could have meant that I want this Kikah to be like Chermi Koyanim, and Chermi Koyanim is actually Chulin, and therefore the Nedah would not be Chal, because he's Matfis B'Dava HaMutah, and therefore the Gemara explains, Im Kechem Shal Shemayim Asa, if he explains to us, or if he actually specified at the time of Nedah, that he's saying this Kechem, that it should be Shal Shemayim, and it should be for Hegdish, and therefore he was Matfis B'Dava Nodah, then certainly the kikah would be asa. But if he actually specified or he explained after he made the neder that I meant to say achayim of kohanim, which is of course chulin and not hegdish at all, then mutter, then he was matvis bedava hamutter, and therefore of course the kikah would not be asa at all. And the Rush points out that avagav de bechermi kohanim meilim boy ad sheyavol de kohanim, even though even chermi kohanim a person is meil in it until it actually gets to the kohen himself, and therefore maybe we should say that this was matvis bedava neder, and therefore it should be a valid neder. We have a sharp davar neder because mokim stam chermikanim mashma shekvar bolu de koyin. Even so, generally when a person says that I was matvis bechermikanim, he means in the chayim that already reached the koyanim and is actually chulin, and therefore he did not mean to make a neder. And the Mishnah continues, v'im stam also. However, if Reuven doesn't remember what he meant, or he said I was neder based on what Bezdin will tell me that my lasha means, then we go lechumra because stam nedarim is lahachmer, and therefore the kikah would be also. And the Mishnah continues with another case, Hareila Kamaisa. If Reuven says that this kikah should be to me like Maisa, and there's a question, did he mean that it should be like Maisa Behema, which is a Dava Nada? And as Duran says, the Dava Nada Huk Shay Kari La Siri Asiri, because when you call the 10th one, the 10th animal, that's when it becomes us and it becomes Maisa Behema. For us to call Acha Yukuru Matirov. And the Rush actually adds in another point, and he says, Dabi Dava Nada, Shetzarach Lak Dishai, Ve'im Maisa Behema, Isa Goyen Kamaisa Dogon. And also, Benegay Maisa Behema, we don't say that until you pull off the 10th animal, that the rest of the herd is asa, and therefore we don't look at the 10th animal as being a dava asa. And of course, on the tzad he meant that it should be like ma'isa behema, then it's considered he was matfis bedava nada, and the kika would be asa. But there's also the potential that Reuven meant to say that I want my kika to be like ma'isa rishon, and ma'isa rishon is not asa to anyone, and therefore he was matfis bedava muta, and the kika would be muta. And the Gemara once again says, im ma'isa behema nada asa. If he said or he explained, I meant to say that I want to be like ma'isa behema, then it would be asa because he was matfis bedava nada. But vim shagayim muta. But if he said I meant it to be ma'isa rishon, then it would be chulin, and therefore he was matfis bedava hamuta, and it would be muta. Vim stam asa. However, if he says that I don't remember, or he said I was noida based on what Bezdin will tell me my lasha means, then we would say stam nedarim lahachmir, and it would be asa, and it would be considered as if he said that re kikazu alai ken ma'isa behema. And the Gemara continues, hare like a chuma. If Reuven says hare kikazu alai kachuma, and once again there's a suffix, what does lasha mean? Did he mean that it should be like chumas halishka, like the machsa shekel, which is a dava nada, and it was matfis bedava nada, and the kika would be asa? What did we say? He meant that it should be to me like chuma gedayla or chumas ma'isa, which, as we explained earlier in the Masechta, is considered a dava asa, and therefore this kika would be muta because he was matfis bedava asa. And the Gemara makes the same point. Im kachumas halishka nada. If he says that I was nada b'chumas halishka, meaning through machsa shekel, which is a dava nada, then the kika would be asa. Vim shel gayin muta. And if he says I meant to say that it was chuma gedayla or like chumas ma'isa, then he was matfis bedava asa, and therefore the kika is muta. Vim stam. However, if he's not sure what he meant, or he says I was toilet in das bezin, then asa, the din would be that the kika would be asa, and it wouldn't make a difference if he's in the Yehuda region or if he's in Golol. The din is that stam and the darim is lahachmer, and we would say what he meant to say is that this kika should be like the chumas halishko, like the machsa shekel, which is a dava nada, and therefore the kika is asa. Divrei Rameya, these are the words of Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda though is mechalik between where the person is, and if he made a neda in Yehuda and he said that this kika should be like chuma, then stam chuma be Yehuda zasura, because since it was so close to the Beis Hamikdash, the people, when they used the word chuma stam, they could mean chuma salishka, and they also could mean chuma gedayla or chuma maisa. However, since we're not sure, therefore we would say stam nedarim lahachmer, and we would say that he meant chuma salishka, and it would be matfis bedava nada, and the kika would be asa. However, begolul muta she'ein an shegolul makines chuma salishka. In golul, if someone said the word chuma stam, then we don't consider this word to be a suffix at all, and it is clear that the person must have meant I want this kika to be like chuma gedayla or chuma maisa, and therefore he was matfis bedava asa, and the kika would be muta. And as the Ran says, since the Anshi Gol were further away from Yishlayim, and they weren't used to dealing with Chumas Halishka, like Karla Chumas Tama, they would not call that Chumas Tama, Ella Chumas Halishka Karla. When they were referring to the Chuma of the Machzah Shekel, they would actually say Chumas Halishka. When a person makes a Ned in Golol and he says the word of Chuma Stam, like Lesvuke Klau B'Chumas Halishka, there's no suffix, and he definitely did not mean Chumas Halishka, and therefore the Kika would be Muta. And the Mishnah continues, Stam Charam B'Yehudu B'Tarim B'Gol Asurin She'in Anshi Gol Makinis Karmei Akainim. It's very clear to us why the second part of this din is correct, because if someone is in Golol and over there it wasn't normal for people to give presents to Kayanim, since Kayanim did not generally live in Golol and they live closer to Yishlayim, and therefore if someone said that he wants this Kika to be like a Chayrim and he's in Golol, then we say certainly he meant Charmei Hegdish, and since he was Matfis B'Dava Nada, therefore his Neder was Chal on the Kika and he'd be Asa to eat the Kika. However, the first part of this memory of the Mishnah is a bit difficult, because the Mishnah states Stam Charam B'Yehuda's Mutarin. Now, L'Chayrim, since in Yehuda there were many Kohanim that lived there, so certainly when a person said the word Chayrim, he may have meant that he wants to give this as a matan to a Kohen, but certainly since he's so close to the Beis HaMikdash, he also may have meant that he wants to give this Chayrim to the Bedek HaBayis, and he really meant that this Kika should be like Chayrim Gavoya, and L'Chayrim, he was Matfis B'Dava Nada, and the Nedah should be Chal. So L'Chayrim, based on the cloud that we had of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, over here we should say that we should go L'Chumrah, and we should say that he meant to say that I want this Kika to be like Chayrim Gavoya, and it should be Asa. And even so, the Mishnah says that in Yehuda, the din would be that Stam Charam would be Muta, and I in the Ran that he explains that this Sefer is actually going like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, and the Gemara will explain that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik actually argues on the Reish of the Mishnah, and he holds that Stam Nedarim is L'Hakal, and that's why he says that if a person in Yishlayim and he says the Lashon Chayrim and we're not sure what he meant, then we would go L'Kula and we would say he meant that this Kika should be like Chayrim Kehanim, which is of course not a Dava HaNoda, and it's actually a Dava Muta, and therefore the Neder was Nachal on the Kikar. And the Gemara begins, we just mentioned that Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, so for the Gemara V'atnan, but we have a Mishnah in Tyrus that says Safik Nazir is L'Hakal, that if someone makes a Neder to become a Nazir and is a suffix as to his intent, that the din is that we go lekula and we say that he's not a nazir. And even though, of course, a nazir has a din like a neder, so lechira in our Mishnah we said stam nedarim lahakmir, and over there in the Mishnah in Tyrus we say suffix nazirus lahako, and is still between the Mishnayos. And the Rush points out that what is the case of suffix nazirus? It's in a case where someone said that I want to be a nazir if I have 100 kor in my storehouse. At that moment, they're not sure what's in the storehouse, and then when they go to check out the storehouse already burnt down, or the tfu was stolen, and therefore we have a suffix if he was Kabbalah's Naziris, was it valid Kabbalah's Naziris or not? And we say that suffix Naziris is Lahakal. The Gemara answers, Amrab Zeira, Lakasha, Harabaleza, Harabonon. Our Mishnah that says, Stam Nadarim Lahakbe is going like Rabbonon, and the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tyrus that says, suffix Naziris Lahakal is going Lefi Rabbaleza, who hold that suffix Naziris is Lahakal, and Lefi Rabbaleza, suffix Nadarim and Stam Nadarim would also be Lahakal. Where do we find a machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbaleza? The Tanya is willing to Brysa, Hamakdish Chayasai Uvehimtai, if someone is Makdish, either all his Chayas or all his behemoths, as Duran learns, or as Tysus learns, even if he's Makdish, all of his Chayas, as well as all his behemoths, and the Rabbanan hold that even though it is a Suffolk, if a Kfi is considered a behemoth, or is a Kfi considered like a Chaya, the din is that Hektish as a Kfi, that we consider that his Kfi would also be Hegdish, Lefi Duran, since he was Makdish, all of his Chayas, so we say that even though it is a Suffolk, if this Kfi is considered a Chaya or not, the Rabbanan still hold that Stam Hegdish is Lahachmer, and therefore the Kfi is considered Hegdish, and the same would be if a person was Makdish, all his behemoths, then he was Makdish even a Kfi, because even though there's a Suffolk, and maybe the Kfi is actually a Chaya, however, we say that Stam Hegdish is Lachumra, and therefore he was Makdish to Kfi. And Rabbi Lezer argues and says, Lo Hegdish is a Kfi, that since a Kfi is a Suffolk, if it's a Chaya or if it's a behemoth, so therefore we say that Reuven did not mean to be Makdish to Kfi. Lefi Duran, since he was only Makdish, all of his Chayas, so therefore since there's a Shaila, if a Kfi is a Chaya or not, so we say that Suffolk Nedda is Lakula, and therefore we say that he did not mean to make the Kfi Hegdish. And if he said that all my behemoths should be Hegdish, so also he was not Makdish his Kfi, because it's a Tzad that the Kfi is a Chaya, and Stam Nadarim is Lakula. And Lefi Taisis, even though Reuven said that I'm being Makdish all of my Chayas and all of my behemoths, still a Kfi would not be Hegdish, as even though a Kfi is either categorized as a Chaya or a behemoth, however, we don't consider the Kfi Hegdish because we say, Ein Daita El Chaya Behemoth Vadai, that when Reuven said I'm being Makdish all of my behemoths and all of my Chayas, he meant to say, I'm being Makdish all of my behemoths that are behemoths Vadai, and all of my Chayas that are Chayas Vadai, and that did not include a Kfi, since a Kfi is a Suffolk behemoth and Suffolk Chaya. The Gemara completes his thought that according to Rabbanan that says that we say that Stam and Dorm Lahachmir, even by the gay Mumnis, we extend this klal even by the gay a person's body, and we would say that Suffolk Ned Lahachmir, and therefore the Rabbanan are the Shita and the Tan of our Mishnah that say that Stam and Dorm Lahachmir. However, according to Rabbanan that says, even by the gay Mumnin, a person doesn't want to make a Ned when it's a Suffolk, and we would say Stam and Dorm is Lakula, and we continue on Dafu Tesam and Aleph, Gufe Kolshkein Delay Ma'al Lesveka, then certainly by the gay his own body, then definitely a person's das is that he doesn't want to Ned Bichal on his own body when there's a Suffolk. And according to Rabbi Lezer, we always say that Stam Nedarim is Lakula, and the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tyrus is going like Rabbi Lezer, and that's why the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tyrus says Suffolk Nazir is Lakal, is because the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tyrus is going like Rabbi Lezer. And just to point out that the Rosh near the top of the Amud points out that the reason why we say that Stam Nedarim is Lachumra is the Stam Hanoida Daita Le'esa Midloy Shasek, by the fact that someone spoke something out and he didn't just sit around and be quiet, it must be that he meant to say something, and it must be that he wanted to make a neder, and we will stop over here.